Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yeah, I'm standing up a little straighter. My tie is a little... Oh, it's great. Jonathan E. Mord is back. My friend Jonathan, how are you feeling today?
Robert, I feel great. It's good to be here, my friend.
It's great to be with you. We're going to have Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty joining us in a little while as well as we kick off this week's version of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And I want to dive right into your latest article at News with Views. We have it republished also at robertscottbell.com. A Plea for Tolerance and Liberty. Now, when I read the headline, you know, we had talked a bit last week about everybody wanting to, but the media and authoritarians in government wanting to exempt exemptions. In other words, make it so nobody could exempt from vaccines. So immediately I thought that's where you were going. But, of course, you went even deeper. You went to the heart of religious liberty, First Amendment issues. And, the article is fascinating because you weave in the history and the quotes from some of the founders as well as we love to do. But one of the things that's interesting about this issue of tolerance is that somehow religions or religious institutions have become subjugated under government auspices. Somehow they're claiming that there's hate speech coming from religions that are basically, you know, spouting their doctrine as they have for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Well, that's true, Robert. I mean, it's a mainstay of Christian religion and Judaism that... Leviticus is to be followed, and in particular, the thing that causes offense among some is the notion that, stated in Leviticus that homosexuality is an abomination. And so ministers from the pulpit are preaching that homosexuality is an abomination, and some Christian stores that sell things for weddings are refusing to provide cakes or other things for homosexuals in their weddings. And
yeah, so the government is going after them for a basis of discrimination and hate speech.
Right.
But what about the discrimination of the religious institutions to believe what they believe, as long as, of course, they don't violate the rights of people out there in the public? I mean, there's a distinction that's not being made.
Well, you see, the point here is rather fundamental. The First Amendment of the Constitution is designed to protect the free exercise of religion. And by that, it means that those who have scruples of one kind or another that are religious are entitled to have those scruples even if they offend others' scruples. In other words, it's inevitable that Catholics believe in certain things that Protestants don't. Protestants take offense at that if they're pressed. Vice versa, it's true. Jews, of course, believe in certain things that Catholics don't believe in, and vice versa. And so, if pressed, one would say, well, I just don't agree with that. And so it is that Christians and Jews believe in Leviticus and believe that homosexuality is an abomination. Of course, homosexuals would say, well, of course, it's not an abomination. But it's precisely the point of the First Amendment, to disarm government of any power whatsoever, to deprive you as an individual from having such scruples. You're entitled to whatever beliefs you wish to have under the First Amendment. And what's happening presently is that groups, various groups and individuals who are gay are suing, or the state is suing on their behalf, against churches, specific ministers, and specific church-related stores for refusing to take the position that homosexuality is okay.
But you make a distinction in your article about being out in the public versus being part of a private religious institution, right? That discrimination out into the public domain is not, you know, constitutionally correct. But the freedom to have a belief that differs with somebody else, of course, is protected, at least in theory, by that compact that was signed all those years ago.
There's a distinction between a belief and an action that transgresses the law. And I may believe whatever I wish. It may be an extremely repulsive viewpoint to everyone else, but I'm entitled under the First Amendment to have that belief, and it is the proper role of government when it's operating constitutionally to protect my right to dissent or to believe in a particular viewpoint, even if it offends other people. And I can articulate that view, and it may cause some people to say, I can't stand you, I don't like you. And that's their right, too, to have that opinion, so long as they don't take a cudgel up and whack me in the head, or
I take
a cudgel and whack them in the head, then I haven't transgressed the law. Well, in this case, if you have a place of public accommodation, or if you are the state, you may not discriminate based on viewpoint, and you may not deny people access to a train, a bus, a facility that is open to the public, a swimming pool that is open to the public, etc. But if it's a private group, you can have a private group comprised of only women. You can have a private group comprised of only men. You can have a private group comprised of only children. You can have a private group comprised of only Catholics. You can have a private group comprised of only gay people. You can have a private group comprised of only gay Catholics. You can have a private group that espouses whatever viewpoint and common interest that they wish to have. You have a right to that so long, again, as you do not deny others the right to form their own groups or profess their own opinions.
Right, and I think the distinction is made clearly in the article, but one of the questions I really wanted to ask you, Jonathan, is about religious institutions, because many of them have applied to the government for special status or special privileges. I believe it's known as 501c3, which, you know, what religious institutions long predated the Internal Revenue Code. And the whole concept of asking permission of the government to have a religion or religious institution seems to be anathema to the origins and intent of this freedom of speech First Amendment.
Well, it is. And fundamentally, it is repulsive to the First Amendment. It's fundamentally contrary to the main purpose of the First Amendment to have the government have an ability to compel you to file papers with, say, the IRS to establish or justify why it is that you are entitled to tax-exempt status because you have a particular viewpoint. When the government gets into assessing whether something is a religion or whether something is a legitimate opinion, it transgresses the line grievously, because then it gets into the business of categorizing those who will be favored and those who will not based on an opinion about their views or based upon who they are.
Right.
And that's antithetical to the First Amendment. And when the IRS performs that role, as they have been accused of doing in the course of this whole scandal related to tax-exempt organizations, and they're disfavoring conservative groups and Tea Party groups, they were acting expressly based on a discrimination against those who have such views. And that's an unconstitutional activity. And no one's been made to account for it, but they should. They should be punished for it.
But it is acknowledged that there are religious institutions and churches, perhaps synagogues, that also are unregistered. They have not asked for special favors or privileges of the Internal Revenue Service, and yet they are still considered religious institutions according to law.
That's right. I mean, if you have a church and you invite people over to hear a religious sermon, and they pay contributions to the functioning of the church, and you function in a nonprofit mode,
mm-hmm.
You should be entitled to full exemption under the tax laws. You're not doing anything other than having a church, regardless of what your views are in that church.
Mm.
But what I was focusing on in the article is this most extraordinary situation we presently have, which is people who are claiming that they are being discriminated against by others because of their viewpoint, the other's viewpoint. Because others think that what they do is a sin, they are saying, you may not have that viewpoint because you are discriminating against me. Well, that's not discrimination. That's articulation of a viewpoint. It may be repulsive to you.
Right, right.
And you have an absolute right to the contrary opinion. You have an absolute right to profess it.
We're in talk radio. It's patently offensive, and you don't have a right not to be offended. In fact, if you're not offended at least once or twice, we're not doing our job.
And what happens is the state creates, if you accept the premise that because you are offended, you may categorize what someone says as hate speech or go after them for their opinions, you will establish an orthodoxy of one kind or another, a secular orthodoxy or one kind or another, in which the state is jumping in favor mm-hmm. of those with one viewpoint against another. And it's exactly that kind of discrimination that is unconstitutional under the First Amendment.
Yeah, and that's what I see on the whole vaccine battle front, because people who are speaking out about even the science of vaccination are being scapegoated and ostracized in ways that is frightening to me, knowing what I know of history. Once you segregate a small group of people and say they're a danger to others based on what they're saying.
That's right. So it may be repulsive to most doctors, if not almost all doctors, when someone stands up and says, I don't think that people should be forced to have the measles vaccine. I respect individuals' rights to dissent and to avoid having a measles vaccine. But doctors who make such statements shouldn't be brought before their medical boards or harangued in public or condemned by government officials for their views. Rather, we should just take their views and celebrate them. They have a right to dissent. That's great. That's what America's all about.
Yeah, you know, it was a shocking thing, just to, you know, question, gut check, do you really believe in liberty? You know, as a Jew on the campus of Emory University in Atlanta all those years ago, there were Jews for Jesus doing their thing on the campus, and a lot of the Jews were protesting. I went up and said, hello, how are you doing? Chatted with them, and they said, why are you nice to me? I said, because I believe in religious liberty to the core here in America, and he was shocked by that. And I like the tolerance, the plea for tolerance. Read it. We've got it republished at robertscottbell.com. We hope to hear from Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty momentarily as well. Jonathan E. Mort is here. Sacred Fire of Liberty time.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, thanks again to the FDA and now FTC Dragon Slayer. We'll get into that another time. Jonathan E. Morton, love the discussion of the deeper understandings of the First Amendment, Jonathan. We're also joined by our good friend, Norman Singleton. Norm from Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan, you want to bring him in?
Yes. Well, Norm is the Vice President for Policy at the Campaign for Liberty. He was the legislative director for Ron Paul when Ron Paul was in Congress and remains right at Ron Paul's right hand at the Campaign for Liberty. And Norm has a blog post, which Robert and I are very excited about, which he takes good old Bloomberg to task. And Norm, tell us about it.
Well, I saw a over the weekend on Breitbart this a horrible comment that Mayor, how should you call him, Bloomberg had made, that you know, his big crusade is to spend his billions taking away our Second Amendment rights, and he actually said at, I think it was the Aspen Institute, which is a gathering of elite journalists, academics, rich people, policymakers. He said that cities needed to take guns out of persons who are male, minority, and between the ages of 15 and 25. Now, that just struck me as, first of all, incredibly unconstitutional for a variety of reasons. You're talking about taking away someone's Second Amendment rights, which the court has recognized as a right, solely based on age, sex, and race. So, as you know, Jonathan, there's no way that could survive a court challenge because there's just so much wrong with that. But secondly, you're leaving. You know, what about the young African American or Hispanic male who needs to get a gun to defend himself? You're leaving these people and then finally, just the racism of it, to say that every, because he's saying every black, every Hispanic, every Asian male who lives in the inner city is a potential criminal, and therefore we need to have pre-crime mm-hmm. to say you're black, you don't get your Second Amendment rights. And it really is disgusting. And what's even more disgusting is the fact that even among a lot of the right-wing press, I haven't had a chance to watch a lot of cable news this week, so I hope I'm not speaking out of, I'm not missing anything, but I haven't seen a whole lot of comment on this. You know, there's my blog post, Bloomberg has covered it, Bloomberg, Breitbart has covered it very well. But imagine if a Republican said, we need to take we need to restrict the free speech rights of young minority males because their speech tends to create violence or
yeah, inflammatory speech or something.
Like,
I mean, Bloomberg is a piece of work, Jonathan. How did this guy become? It's New York. Never mind.
Well, what's amazing is that the media is so enamored of Bloomberg that they don't present this. And as Norm's pointing out, if this were on the other side, if this were a conservative commentator making such racist comments, that person would be absolutely lambasted and destroyed. And we've seen various pundits who've made faux pas get brought down because of those faux pas were deemed to be racism or sexism. And this is overt racism. I mean, this is absolutely, as Norm said, repulsive to think that someone could be a mayor of a city and advocate taking away the rights of people based on their race or on their ethnicity. And that's what he did. And he's not being traduced as he should be, brought in the public square and pilloried because he has such repulsive views that are intolerant of the rights of other people. He should be. And in particular, you know, what he doesn't seem to understand is that if you live in poverty, regardless of your race, and you live in the inner cities, and you're threatened by people who are marauders and gangs, you would be foolish not to arm yourself and protect your family.
Well, exactly. But again, there's a seemingly a double standard in the media, or maybe no standard in the media on this. We've got lots more political and economic healing to go. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-9000. 2954. 208-304-2954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Sacred Fire Liberty Hour, Jonathan E. Mord and Norm Singleton. And you know, one of these things about the right to work, the freedom to work, the right to contract. We talked, you know, about First Amendment issues with Jonathan at the beginning here. There's on the blog of Campaign for Liberty, there's a Ron Paul testimony on the Legal Workforce Act. And before we bring Norm into this, Jonathan, the concept of the right to contract, this E-Verify thing wants to, you know, basically you got to say this ID, this number, you're numbered like cattle. Maybe there's some kind of biometric data that you have to submit before you're allowed to work. I mean, this seems to be patently un-American.
Well, it's getting the it's doing a number of things. It's supplanting local law enforcement, creating a national, there's been a movement afoot for the last 20, 25 years in earnest to create a national police force to supplant the local police and safety regulation of the localities with the feds. And then in addition, as you're pointing out, it's an intrusion into the relationship between two consenting people, one who wants to employ them, the other one who wants to work for them, in a very peculiar way where the government can insinuate itself into these relationships and can determine whether two people are allowed to contract. And while there's an undoubted role, an important role for the federal government in policing the borders, you can't use as a justification to protect the nation from illegal immigrants, which this administration is dead set against doing anyway.
Yeah.
The notion that, okay, we're going to punish employers, we're going to put in place a system that is electronic eavesdropping, effectively, over every employer in the country and second-guess their judgment as to who they hire and not hire. So it's Norm is the expert on this, but let's hear from him about E-Verify, Norm. What's the problem with this whole thing?
Well, I think the problem is, first of all, it's unconstitutional. The federal government doesn't have the authority to tell you to say that you have to ask for federal permission before you can work in this country. Secondly, it just opens itself to just tremendous abuses of civil liberties. What it says is that we need to have a system where everyone will, before they can get a job, required to show their social security number and another form of ID with a photo or biometrics, and the language, it leaves a lot of room to the Department of Homeland Security to determine what type of biometric identifiers have to be on the card. Second, and then the employer has to run this all through to verify with the federal government, which means that all this information is going to have to be stored on some kind of database.
Wow.
And then they're going to confirm that you are or are not a citizen. Of course, we know how well from Obamacare the federal government does in constructing websites and databases, so there's going to be a lot of false positives. More importantly, it's being sold as, well, this is just to verify immigration status, or that you're a legalized citizen or a legal immigrant or resident of the country. So even a lot of conservatives and liberals who tend to be more civil libertarian are supporting this, either because they think that it's necessary to crack down on illegal immigration, or they think that it's necessary in order to convince Republicans to support the president's amnesty.
Well, it's more like it's a crackdown on the Amish. I mean, how many Amish don't even have Social Security numbers? Now they suddenly are unable to work? What is that?
That's very true. I mean, I'm not sure in the bill what there is to deal with people like the Amish who don't have Social Security numbers, or who, the other thing is, of course, the Amish, it's actually, they don't believe in photographs.
Right.
They believe that to get a photograph is to, you run the risk of losing your soul.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is very real. We started with First Amendment with Jonathan. Religious liberty, again, violated here, all in the name of scapegoating immigrants who may be here illegally because the federal government won't do its job in patrolling the borders. And, go ahead, Jonathan.
There's also an enormous invasion of privacy with this biometric data, with all the identifying characteristics. You're creating profiles of people and determining, predicated upon those profiles, whether they are worthy or unworthy, whether they are people who can be lawfully in this country or not. Those determinations may appropriately be made upon probable cause, but to compel everyone in the country to submit such information about themselves in order to be employed is, far beyond probable cause. It's a gross violation of their rights of privacy. It's probably a violation of their Fourth Amendment rights. It's a seizure of information from individuals as a predicate to be able to survive, to be employed.
Mm-hmm.
So who's not going to give up the information to get a job if they are unemployed? So in addition to all of that, It's really a form of what the liberals hate to have happen on the street, which is profiling. Mm-hmm. It's a national system that will be used by the security apparatus in this country to profile people. Is this person a worthy person, unworthy? Are they? Is this person likely to be an illegal immigrant or not? Or they may not use it for that purpose, but if their purpose is national security, they're going to use it for saying, well, this person is a terrorist or might be a terrorist or might be supporting terrorists. And all of that is assumptive. It's all done in the absence of any probable cause. And so it is, as I say, it's a nationalization of policing authority that has historically been performed and done very well at the local level. You know, this whole immigration issue is really a big issue about pushing out local law enforcement, as the people in Arizona know too well. Local law enforcement is not being allowed to function to protect people against illegals coming in and performing criminal acts and so forth. They are being stripped of that authority. They're being intimidated out of that role so that the feds occupy the field.
Right.
And the feds are occupying the field so as not to do any enforcement.
Right.
They're choosing purposefully to avoid enforcement activity.
I'm seeing the danger of bipartisanship in this thing. If you're telling me that left and right are coming together on an e-verify scenario, we need a little less partisanship. Who's pushing back besides those who really love the Constitution and want to defend it?
Well, there are a few libertarians. There's Campaign for Liberty. There's a few other groups that will oppose this. Unfortunately, again, even a lot of people who will oppose it are somewhat reluctant to push too hard because they either want the amnesty or they want or they believe that this is necessary to for border enforcement, and of course neither is true, and I don't think neither should outweigh the concerns about this because one of the questions that I think too few people are asking is, how easy is it going to be to just use this for purposes not related to your citizenship status?
Sure, of course. We know the abuse of authority, even if the authority is wrongly taken, is almost to be expected. We were warned about that going back to the origin of this republic. So,
well, the Social Security number, remember, was supposed to be only used for Social Security purposes as an administrative tool to make that program run smoothly. And now today, it's going to be one of the foundations of this database, and it's used all the time.
It's a de facto national ID number. Wasn't it under Nixon they had the Privacy Act of like 1971 or something, Jonathan? I remember that they said it cannot be used as a source of identification.
Well, one of the things that's happening, and this is across the board, you know, I mean, look, we've got the IRS amassing vast dossiers on every taxpayer, looking at your credit card transactions and determining, without your knowledge, determining based on a massive database of credit card information, what you're purchasing, when you're purchasing it, whether it's a taxable event, what you know, your resources are writ large, second-guessing, performing audits effectively on every single taxpayer through the use of electronic data that is gathered from multiple sources. Then you've got Obamacare, which has got these massive data-gathering mechanisms as well, which gathers information from the Veterans Administration and from HHS and from your medical service providers and everybody. Putting all this information, even the IRS, putting all this information, again, together in a massive database that is enabled to create a profile of you and what your purchasing habits are and what you're going to do and your relative eligibility. So what's happening is that we had a country in which individuals were free and they were not capable of being second-guessed at every turn by the federal government for a number of reasons, not least of which was there was tremendous privacy in this country. You could engage in activities and circumstances so long as you didn't harm someone else. You would not be the subject of government scrutiny. Now what we're having is a new regime in which there's a new relationship between the federal government and the individual, in which the federal government is truly Big Brother and is looking over your shoulder over every single thing you do, whether you're on the phone and it's an interaction that the NSA is picking up or is gathering data that is held related to it, whether you're engaged in any commercial activity whatsoever, it's being picked up by the IRS, or whether you're engaged in any health-related activity being picked up by the Obamacare people. I mean, any way you look at this, we are now becoming the most heavily scrutinized people on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that, there is a loss of freedom, just in that. Mm-hmm. When I know that everything I do is being scrutinized by someone else, I will modify my behavior out of fear of offending powers that be. Now, that leads to less innovation, that leads to less creativity, that leads to less association between people for their own rights protection. It is horrendous. And unless we nip this in the bud, it's going to be there, and it's going to really do a number on liberty in America, and it already is.
Well, yep. Paging Aldous Huxley, Mr. Huxley, you were right about all too much. Listen, we've got to take a break. Jonathan Emord, Norm Singleton here. Sacred Fire Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots of healing to go on all kinds of levels, including more vaccine discussion next hour. Stick with us. Audit the Fed next. Is it going to happen? How close are we?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new
GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And going where freedom takes us, Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire Liberty, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, and Audit the Fed. Norm, what kind of adventures have you been on with this Audit the Fed thing? Because, man, Rand Paul's been getting hammered, but there's got to be some good news somewhere in this.
Well, Monday, a Federal Reserve Board of, a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors spoke at Catholic University in D.C. and spoke on Audit the Fed. Interestingly, his talk was initially supposed to be about income inequality, and then it was changed last week. There was an announcement that they were changing the topic, to audit the Fed, and it was Fed Governor Jerome Powell, and he was speaking on Audit the Fed and other legislative proposals. And his speech was, I mean, he seems like a perfectly nice man, but his speech was recited the usual cliches about how this is going to be an attempt to cripple the Fed's independence and let Congress run monetary policy, and I asked him where in the bill that was that he saw this grant of new power over monetary policy, and also how weak is our monetary policy if transparency is a threat to it? Well, he didn't really answer those questions. Then this week we saw that so-called populist champion of Elizabeth Warren, the great anti-Hillary hope of some segments of the Democratic Party, came out against Audit the Fed, and again, she recited the same cliches. And we see just every day it seems like there is another attack on the Audit the Fed bill, And this is, I think, a very good sign because
they're
you know,
nervous.
Saying, right, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you,
then they fight you.
Fight you.
And then you win.
And then you win.
Yeah.
Right. And we're at the, you know, I think, they
fight.
Ignore you first, then they ridicule
yes.
you.
Oh, yes, yeah. But they're, so they look like they're fighting a bit.
Yeah. Right. We went from being ignored to, you know, in 09 and 010, that, you know, this was just a, this wasn't something that needed to be taken seriously. Then we went to being ridiculed. You know, this was just something that crazy libertarians and the college kids that follow Ron Paul. And now we're, now, and for the last couple of years where they've been fighting us, and now they're really turning up the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're really scared about what's going to happen here, and I think they have reason to be, because I think that this is the type of thing that I bet a lot of members of Congress are a little nervous now about you know, the idea that they may get pressure from some of their donors and others to vote against this bill, and I don't think they're going to want to, because it's popular with nearly 75% of the American people.
Right.
So we're still making progress on it.
That's good. And Jonathan, let me ask you, you know, you deal with a lot of high-profile companies that seek out your counsel for a lot of things dealing with the federal government. Do you get a sense of the high-finance people? Would they be open to maybe a world without the Fed, much less one that's more transparent?
Well, I think they generally follow the typical pattern of the American people. It depends on where their financial interests lie as to how they stand on these issues. But I think, by and large, most Americans agree with Rand Paul and Ron Paul that we ought to audit the Fed. We have to have transparency. My goodness, we've given them power over the money supply. How can we possibly know that that power, which is extraordinary, is greater than even Congress has, is being used in a judicious and prudent manner unless we have a check on it, unless we can see what's going on?
Hmm.
It's just outrageous that we don't see what's going on. I mean, we should be greatly offended by that.
Well, Norm, I appreciate you keeping tabs on all of that with the Campaign for Liberty. Your work is so worthy.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show.
Absolutely. And you'll be back next week with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Maybe some other special guests will announce between now and then. And Jonathan, my friend, it is so great to get together with you each and every week here.
Robert, the pleasure's mine.
Yes, and on all levels, even political and economic, the power to heal is yours. Back after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.